anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Mean people suck.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this final Monday of 2008. Coming up, we're going to talk a little Tri-City Storm hockey in just a couple of minutes. And they get back on the ice, three games this week, including a special New Year's Eve home game. But again, it seems like they've been on the road forever. And then when you're on the road for all those games before the break, you've got the break, then you're on the road after the break. Well, what are you going to do? And the Storm have a special event planned, and so Robbie's going to join us on the program today to talk about that. He's also brought Mike Cicci with him. We'll talk with Mike. We'll knock him around a little bit, see how his holiday treated him as he comes back to the Storm. Also, we'll hear from Coach Bo Pelini as Nebraska is continuing their preparations for the Gator Bowl and that game coming up on New Year's Day. So we will have the Gator Bowl, a little press conference, a little action that we heard from the head coach coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show as well. Also coming up on the program, the NFL season has come to an end, and we will talk about the playoffs, and I guess that's where we're going to start. It's amazing. I think yesterday, and maybe not just yesterday, but I know no other way to explain it. And again, I'm not the highly successful athlete that many people that we bash on this show have come to be. And yeah, fire off your Cowboy emails, but I mean, it's not like they lost by a point, people. So, you know, dance in your glory. I don't care. They stunk. And here's what I say. I think the money has finally overtaken pride of the game. If you want to find a football team that has a chance to win football games, look for the teams that have never had success, have never made it to the postseason, have young players that are still hungry and haven't figured out that it's just all about the money. Because we saw it yesterday. I don't understand what the product was that the Dallas Cowboys and the Denver Broncos put on the field yesterday, and that was just some. Tampa Bay, how in the hell can you lose at home to Oakland? How can you give up 31 points to Oakland? It's disappointing, Tony. I guess I don't understand. It really sours me even more today to look back on what happened not only yesterday, but the last couple of weeks. The Cincinnati Bengals won their last three games, people. The Cincinnati Bengals. They were 1-11-1. They at least showed up and won some football games. Teams that had the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl refused to show up and play. It boggles the mind.
Well, if you're talking Dallas, Doug, and we talk Dallas because we're Cowboy fans, you had an opportunity versus Pittsburgh. Couldn't close them out. You had an opportunity versus Baltimore. It, the closing of your stadium, all the history that went with Texas Stadium, didn't do it. Then you get an opportunity to go to Philadelphia. Didn't do it. It comes down to leadership. And I've said Tony Romo, I've just shaken my head the last month. You know, he's damn good against Seattle. Well, he can put it on the Seahawks. He can put it on San Francisco. Cleveland can't wait for them to come to Dallas Stadium, to Texas Stadium, because, boy, we're going to throw for 350 and four touchdowns against Cleveland. When all the chips are in the middle of the table, he's a dime a dozen, run-of-the-mill crap quarterback in the NFL. There's no leadership. And you know what?
There's no heart.
There's no heart. There you go.
I said this a ton yesterday. It was to the point of, you know, when you root for a team, if you're a true fan of a team and show emotion over a team's wins and losses, not that you have to live for that team, which some people do, and, you know, I really want to see Dallas do well, and I want to see the Huskers do well. I mean, those have been the teams since, you know, we were old enough to root for teams. My five-year-old nephew called me yesterday and said the Cowboys stink. They only have 3 points, Uncle Doug. I mean, when he knows what's going on, There's a problem out there. Here's the deal. No heart. No heart. There was no, you can't get beat like they were getting beat yesterday and say you were trying and playing and giving it your all, because it's impossible. The Detroit Lions played a better football game than the Dallas Cowboys. Embarrassing, embarrassing, embarrassing. And I also went on to say that if Jerry Jones doesn't look out, you better go talk to your buddy Al Davis, because that's exactly what you're turning into, and that's exactly what you're turning the Cowboy program into. Don't worry about the bells and whistles. You better worry about what you're putting on the field. Giving up three draft choices for a wide receiver that is average at best in Roy Williams and then not utilizing him is just idiotic. Bring in somebody that can block for Tony Romo. It was evident how that game was won yesterday. Donovan McNabb had all day to throw the football. When Romo had a little time, he usually found a man to throw it to, and that's the way it is all season. The O-line at Dallas is horrid, and that's just part of it. What happened to this football team?
Doug, last night, you know what I heard? Oh, you Cowboy fans, you better hope they get rid of T.O. He's the only one that shows me any emotion. He's the only one that talks about winning football games. Did you hear Tony Romo after the game? You got to try, and I got to play better. And then if people around me play better, shut up, loser. Just shut up and get on the bus. I don't want to hear that. T.O. gets up there and goes, I want to win. I'll sacrifice whatever it takes to win. You never hear Tony Romo. You hear Tony Romo trying. We're going to go out and we're going to put forth an effort. And at the end, if we get that ribbon like we all want.
Well, I don't think he's the twit that you make him out to be, but he sure lays on the grenade for the entire team. Have you heard anybody say the O-line stinks? They are all blaming Romo. They're all blaming T.O. They're all blaming Witten. You know what? Guys can make plays when they're given the opportunity. It goes to the big picture of all this. Great players play when their teams play great. That's why the Niners were so good. That's why the Cowboys were so good in their day. The Steelers. You know, how do you think the Steelers are winning? It's not because of Ben Roethlisberger.
Thumped his noodle yesterday.
Well, whatever. But it was embarrassing. And that's all there is to it. Ken fires into the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Ken says, I took no pleasure in the dismantling of your Cowboys yesterday. I felt sorry for Tony Romo, Jason Witten, and I even felt sorry for Cupcake. Cupcake is the prototypical puppet, and I guess that's why Jerry Jones keeps him around. I'm afraid that your Cowboys will not return to their former greatness until Jerry Jones decides to stay in his office, count his money, and quit meddling with on-field matters. Ken weighing in, you are correct, Ken.
Well, people saying Wade Phillips ought to be the next one fired today. Was it Wade Phillips' problem yesterday?
Well, Wade shouldn't have been the head coach 3 years ago. So, I mean, if you want to get rid of him, fine. But again, who are you going to bring in? You can't bring in Jason Garrett now, a team that scored 6 points yesterday with a chance to go to the playoffs. You can't bring him in as your head coach. He's your offensive coordinator. There's problems with the offense. You can't be bringing him in. You can't bring in a losing mentality when you're already losing from within. I mean, Eric Mangini, are you kidding me? Good luck, Jets. Welcome to hell for the next 10 years, because you're not going to get any better. You just got rid of a good football coach. Eric, at Detroit, you got to get rid of Marinelli, because you just can't bring back a guy that went 0-16. I don't care. You got to start over. That's all there is to it, and they start over every other year. And Cleveland?
Do you feel a little bit sorry for Cleveland this morning, because with all the injuries they went through?
I think Romeo Crennel will end up in a better place. Somebody that's a winning team is going to pick him up, put him on as a coordinator, and he will be able to maybe enjoy life a little bit better. The way some of these coaches get treated, 9-7, the Jets, in a division that had two 11-win teams that everybody thought
one of them didn't make the playoffs.
That everybody thought was going to be the worst team in all, maybe the worst division in all of football. And they still won 9 football games. I don't know what you want. And you did it with a half a quarterback. There was your problem. It wasn't Eric Mangini. It was Brett Favre. He should have stayed retired. Also, embarrassing. I love his grit. I love Brett Favre. I love watching him play. But he didn't help that football team at all, at all, at all.
They keep showing the highlight of it this morning. the throw off his back foot. The ball just flutters up in the air.
That's all he does. He's a Nintendo quarterback. He's an Xbox quarterback. That's all he is. Throw it up, hope somebody gets it. Well, it used to work. It doesn't work anymore because he can't get it deep enough. He's throwing it into double coverage. And when he tries to fire the ball short, it just doesn't have the zip on it that it once did. And that's not, I mean, that's age. That's throwing it a billion times in your life. And it's just, we're on to the playoffs, I guess, is the big thing. And maybe now we can look back at what we're going to see or look ahead to the bowl games. Because you go in and every home team, none of them are favored. The Colts at San Diego is an even game. Colin Cowherd saying he likes all of the road or all of the home teams today.
Well, this is a round that's supposed to be the way the trend, if you will. I guess that's what they always say, the opening weekend, those home teams.
And here's what I say. You know what? Colin Cowherd, by saying that, I'm just on it today. Colin Cowherd, by saying that, I don't think he believes it. He just wants that to be part of his radio show. That's the way he is. He's the trend bucker. That's what he is. That's with a B. Trend bucker is what he is. And that's the only reason he said that this morning. Nobody else is going to come out and say that, but Colin Cowherd is. And again, that's one of those situations. If he's right, ooh, I'm the greatest. And if he's wrong, oh, well, they were all underdogs anyway. It's the National Football League.
Okay, Doug, right off, and you brought up the playoffs. You brought up right off the bat, who do you like next week?
Well, he has good points, but how do you know who's going to show up and play with heart? Arizona had an abysmal December. They beat a horrible Seattle team yesterday. Atlanta can run the football. And that's why I think Arizona has trouble with them. Plus, I think that's an intriguing matchup. I don't care who I don't care who wins. Either one's a good story. Atlanta at Arizona. That's the first game to get things going on Saturday. The NFL doesn't care either because they always put in their eyes what they think is the least attractive matchup the first game on Saturday, i.e. Seattle-Washington a couple seasons ago. It's always that way. It's always that way. Marquee matchup, Saturday night primetime, Indy at San Diego. Again, National Football League gets it wrong. Team plays on a Sunday night. Why do you penalize them by giving them one less day to prepare for the playoffs? They should be playing on Sunday. There's no reason that they are penalizing San Diego again in a season where they've just screwed them over with the schedule. They are making them play a day early after a night game. The only thing that would have been worse is if it would have been a road game last night for them. Why would you play that game Saturday? The game should be Sunday late, and that's just the way it should be. Sunday early, Baltimore at Miami.
Baltimore's going to kill them, aren't they?
Well, they beat them bad the first time. It was a beatdown. And then Philadelphia at Minnesota. Minnesota, when's the last time they beat anybody with any, you know, David Carr almost beat them yesterday.
Sorry, Riz, Tre'Varius Jackson. They're done. I mean, initially I looked at those games and went, well, Indianapolis is going to win, Baltimore is going to win, Philadelphia's going to win, Atlanta's going to win.
Well, those are the teams that are playing the best right now. If you are looking for the best matchups in the next round, those are the teams you want to win. Because then you're looking at a Minnesota at the Giants rematch. Really? Well, I guess not necessarily. I'm sorry. You'd be looking at a Minnesota-Carolina game, and then you'd be looking at the Atlanta-Arizona winner getting the Giants. So that's what would match up there. Arizona at the Giants? Yeah.
Not going to work very well.
Boy, couldn't wait for that to happen. But if Philadelphia beats Minnesota, then you've got Philadelphia at the Giants, good matchup. You've got Atlanta, if they win, at Carolina.
Good matchup.
Intriguing right there. That's what you want. That's what you want if you want good football matchups. In the AFC, I don't think it matters. Colts, San Diego. I don't think it matters who wins that game. San Diego's hot. Indy has Peyton Manning. They've been surviving. In the other one, you want Baltimore to win, which just pains me to say. But I think, A, there's a lot of Dolphin fans out there from back in the day. B, Baltimore's playing better. And, you know, it's hard to say, but Miami didn't exactly thump a horrible Jets team yesterday. And the Jets are who we thought they were. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show because we're going to talk a little hockey. But fire in your emails. Fire in your phone calls. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Holiday basketball coming up later today on ESPN Radio from the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Centura and Overton playing at 1. Then we'll have Loop City Ravenna on Power 99 getting underway at 4:30. On 12:30 AM KHAS today from the Doan Holiday Tournament, Hastings St. Cecilia will play Crete. Girls at 5, boys at 7. We'll talk more about that. But when we come back, Tri-City Storm Hockey right after this.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Danny at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Here it comes again for the 32nd year, the amazing Camper and Boat Show, all under the roof of the Grand Allen Fauner Park and Heartland Expo Center. When? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, January 9, 10, and 11. You won't believe the number of all new campers and boats from the area's leading RV dealers. Eagle Crest, Rich & Sons, Dykeman's Camper Place. Then add to that four of Nebraska's finest boat dealers. Noon to 8, Friday and Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The huge RV and Boat Expo, Fauner Park, Grand Allen, January 9, 10, and 11.
You're tired of the pain, the nagging from the wife or the girlfriend to go see a doctor, their doctor. You know she's right, but you're not sure about where to go. Well, it's time to man up. Get rid of the pain. Stop the nagging that ails you. Call Choice Care Chiropractic. Armed with the latest knowledge and technology, they'll get to the root of the problem. Help it and stop the nagging. So call now, 308-398-1900. That's 398-1900 because you don't have time for the pain.
Home of high payouts, great food, and cheap beer. Hastings Keto Sports Bar and Grill. Every sport, every team, every game, all on over 50 TVs. Enjoy DirecTV's NFL Sunday Ticket, ESPN Game Day, the NFL Network, plus all regional and local sports channels. And Hastings Keto always carries Husker football and pay-per-view, and there's never a cover charge. Hastings Keto Sports Bar and Grill. Come on in and let the games begin.
Nature's fifth seat.
In the end zone.
The Rose Bowl.
Bringing the heat. Lob for the end zone. Wide open. Wide touchdown. Touchdown.
The Valero Alamo Bowl. Touchdown. The BCS National Championship.
Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com for a complete bowl and broadcast listing. And while you're there, become a super fan. It'll make you a better person in 2009.
Make Fauner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge your holiday headquarters for coast-to-coast thoroughbred racing, keto, full dining and bar, college bowls, and NFL football. Daily racing afternoons and evenings, including New Year's Day from 11:35 a.m. Join your friends for the big New Year's Eve dance party in the Heartland Event Center, 8:30 to 12:30. Hats, horns, snacks, champagne at midnight. Watch the Gator Bowl at the Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, Grand Island.
Mainly sunny skies develop across the area. Today, as we'll see high temperatures in the upper 40s to around 50. Winds will also stay to the northwest and then become variable later today at 5 to 15. We'll see clear skies tonight, a low at 27 with variable winds 5 to 15. On the way to 44 for high Tuesday, I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 45.
I need you now. I need you bad. I need your baby looking just like that.
Here's something Derek would never play. Derek's out today. Stace the Stone back in. How was your holiday, Stone?
Pretty good.
Well, emotionally, she's not doing good today.
Yeah.
Well, 11-win team, her little beloved Patriots.
Our Patriots. Well, they're not as sorry as Derek's Buffalo Bills, though. So you got that going for you.
I sent Derek a couple dirty text messages yesterday about his Buffalo Bills.
Just unbelievable when Cincinnati was one of the hottest teams going into the postseason. Hey, don't forget, with the New Year's coming around, New Year's resolution, maybe it's getting fit, getting shape. Well, you can get the new gear, whether it's running trunks, running shorts, running shoes. Maybe you need, of course, if you're going to be outside, a nice little sweatshirt or wind pants. Well, Misco Sports has everything you need for that, and maybe even in the team colors with college and NFL hats. Columbia coats are on sale, and maybe you got a little Christmas cash. Well, this is a good place to spend it on yourself. It's time for you. It's all about you, Tony. It's all about you. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Gifts for you, and of course, some folks maybe still having Christmas this weekend. If you need to pick up a gift, they've got a great selection of items there. Make it your New Year's resolution to stop in and see Steve and the gang today at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Get your Gator Bowl gear as the Huskers get ready for this week's contest. Let's go to the phone lines. Derek from Maywood is on the line. Good morning.
good morning, fellas. I'm picking you up all the way up here by North Platte.
That's the way we roll.
Pretty nice out today.
That's the way we roll. What are you doing, and why are you not here?
I'm with my wife down here with her family. So I will be back later today, though, so no fear. Everything will go back to normal later on. So.
No response to those texts yesterday.
No, I tell you what, it was a crappy culmination to a crappy season. It's Bills football, fellas. I tell you what, they started off 4-0, ended up being 5-1 6 weeks into the season, and then from there 2-8 the rest of the year through. It's just, I don't understand it. It's typical Bills football. They reel you in just a little bit, and then it's like, no, we're going to lose the rest of the games and miss the playoffs. And not yesterday. With the weather being the great equalizer in the NFL and the Bills being able to run the football, you'd think that, you know, they'd be in good shape against the Patriots. Nope, 13-0.
Marshawn Lynch, huge disappointment in the NFL and to all who drafted him in fantasy leagues.
No kidding. Yeah, to anyone who drafted any Buffalo Bills on their fantasy teams, I apologize. That is terrible.
Was Lee Evans even on the team?
Yeah, he was, and he had a terrible season. I tell you what, Trent Edwards is a good quarterback. I don't know. They just haven't been able to put it together. I am confused, I'm as confused about the Bills as you guys are about the Cowboys. I just can't figure them.
Derek hasn't been this confused since when, Tony?
Since he asked that girl to marry him.
I know. Hey, Derek, we'll see you tomorrow, buddy.
Hey, see you, fellas. Have a good one.
All right. Well, of course, the voice of the Tri-City Storm at the First Tier Event Center, and Robbie Hankins joins us now, also with the Tri-City Storm, of course. Mike Cicci is going to join us as well here in studio. Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Nice to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Are you back from taking time off?
Yeah. Back to the grind again.
Good. Back to the grind. You know, I've been out there. They do grind. They have a little wheel that they keep their nose down to the grindstone. We welcome you guys in because it's back to hockey and I guess a rare chance. It's got a long block here of no home games for the Storm, and at least there's one this week, and you guys are making a special event out of this on New Year's Eve. Let's start right there and fill us in on what's going on.
Sure. Yeah, it's been a while. The last home game was the 13th of December, but New Year's Eve game coming up on Wednesday, sponsored by Bud Light H&H. They're going to come on out and help us put that game on for everybody. And come on out. We've got $2 beers that night for New Year's Eve, so can't beat that, right?
Special face-off. Free beer? I don't know. Special 8:05 face-off. You're trying to keep everybody fired up and going right close to when we go into 2009. That's the whole point of this.
Right. Yeah, we're starting at 8:05 instead of the normal 7:05. Trying to keep people for a little bit after the game. We're going to have a little bit of a post-game party, I guess, is what we're going to do. We've got a live DJ coming in, play some music for everybody. They wanted to do a little dancing, and we're going to open up the ice, too. Everybody can go skating after the game if they want to. No charge extra. Come on out and enjoy.
So you bring the kids. Kids can skate.
Sure.
And Dad can do what?
Dance.
See, I want to see a full Storm hockey game with $2 beverages and then put you on skates.
Yeah, that put me on skates sober, and that's not good either, I have a feeling. So.
I want to see it, too.
obviously, Mike, the team has struggled up to this point. What's it going to take for you guys to turn this thing around and get it going in the right direction?
Well, I think right now we got all the pieces for the puzzle. We just got to put it together right now. We got guys that know how to play. We have all the right tools, like I said. We just it's going to take like an effort from everyone just to put all up together every single night and to start turning this thing around and win some games.
Coach Rudrud, when he came on, said that you would have maybe a little different style. Is that still taking a little time to get accustomed to, or what's the one thing that hasn't just clicked yet for you guys?
Right, well, obviously when you're losing, you got to switch some things up. So in practice, we've been trying little different systems, try to input some different forecheck, kind of just things like that, tactical stuff. But I think it'll take some adjusting time, but I think once we get that together, they will work, and they'll help us turn the season around.
Mike, you're obviously one of the leaders of this team. Got to play on the USHL All-Star team. Talk about that experience and the level of play it took as you were MVP of that.
Well, that was kind of tough because it took players from every USHL team. We went up and played against all the – we played against Canadian teams. Germans were there. Who else was there? I think Slovakians, all them. So, like, playing against those teams obviously is always an honor, and when you're playing for your own country, that's tough. But bringing different players in from the USHL, you don't have much time to gel and become a team. So I think the Canadians were playing together for maybe 2 weeks before that. They were together, so – when you're given that little time under the circumstances we were under to come together when you're playing usually rivals during the season to win a gold medal like that, it was a really neat experience.
Do you find that any country smells worse than the other? like the French, for instance, so they like really smell
that French hockey.
Smells I haven't really noticed, but the food when I went to Slovakia a couple summers ago, and that's a little different. I know my teammate Radoslav wouldn't agree with that, but I'm not a fan of the Slovakian food.
Mike Zici, Robbie Hankins from the Tri-City Storm joining us here. Your first impressions of Fargo? Of course, the storm got stormed in with that huge blizzard we had before the holidays, forcing a postponement the next night with Omaha. What's that like?
Fargo's cold, but... that ruined everyone's Christmas plans with the big snowstorm like that, so we had to all change our flights around because of that. But the rink itself is awesome. They built a really nice rink over there in Fargo, and they're going to have a strong program coming up. So overall, it's a good experience going there.
Mike, growing up just outside of New York City, a Rangers fan and a Giants fan, Doug. So here we sit.
Just stop.
Life's good for New York fans right now.
Just stop. Stop. You don't like the Yankees, do you?
Oh, I love the Yankees.
See.
I know
see.
They're buying their team right now, but I don't mind that.
Click, 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 click. Time to find a new favorite Storm player. Right? Hey, we've got a new goalie that has come onto the club, and I guess you haven't had much of a chance to see what Matt's been able to do, but traded a goalie in Nick. You bring in a new guy. I don't know which one of you want to address this. I guess, Robbie, talk a little bit about just – personnel changes, and then Mike will ask you kind of like what you're seeing from the new guy. But you got to make some changes if you want to change things around and get better.
Right. Yeah, it was a tough decision, I think, as far as both coaches go, as far as getting rid of Nick. And he's been here for so long. He's been around the league so many different places. But it was hard getting rid of him, and, you know, we're just bringing in a new guy trying to get things going again for us. And from what I understand, I haven't had a chance to see him play, but I understand he's supposed to be a pretty good goalie for us.
Doug, I think a lot of people thought, you know, maybe more than the different style maybe that Tommy wanted to play with this year. It was such a young team. I think Tom knew that. Mike, you guys knew that coming in. You knew it was going to take some time.
Right. And like from last year, I think we only have four returners right now. So it is a young team, like you said. So there still is going to be that adjustment period, which I think we're still in, but... with all these new guys coming in, I think they're definitely going to help us out right now, and I see us turning the season around, so I wouldn't give up on the Storm just yet.
Is it tough to acquire somebody and to get him to gel right away, or get him in your you kind of probably right now have your circles of friends, I assume, that you do stuff with? Is that hard when you get somebody that nobody knows?
It can be for the kid, but I think we try to make it as easy as we can because we're used to new guys coming in and out of here, so... We try not to make it hard on anyone. You know, we accept them. We know they're trying for the same goal we have. So as long as they're here to help us, we're here to help him too. So,
Mike, I guess for folks that are new to the area, I think we went through this a lot when the Storm first started, but a lot of folks don't realize what you or the hockey players in the USHL are going through. When did you leave home to start playing hockey?
Well, I left like...
like at 12, at 9, at 13. I don't mean just this season,
okay.
No.
I left home when I was at 15 to play in Michigan, and then I came to the Storm the year after that at 16. So turned 17 playing there last year and then 18 this year. So left at 15, left home to play hockey. I played in Boston my whole life, so really couldn't consider that being home either. So those were big drives too. So been pretty much away from home my whole since.
How hard is that? Well, I mean, when do you make a decision that says, man, I mean, you know, you're 14 and you're making this decision that when you're 15, you're going to be taken off, and obviously the parents and all that has to come together. But, I mean, that's got to be kind of a tough decision that young.
Yeah, it definitely is. And it's a decision my mom never wanted me to make. You know, she wants me at home forever. So, but based on my goals and, like, what I want to do in life, it was pretty much the only move I can make because you got to move on sometime. So it's a tough decision, but I'm happy with it.
The quick as you can get out of New York, I agree.
Well, yeah, I think that. But, boy, at 15 years old, I wanted to be with my mom. I wanted to be
at
with my
33,
mom.
At 33.
Well, I wanted to be with my mom at 33. But I think moving to Michigan, it's not like you go to school in Kearney or you go to school, you know, 2 hours away. You were a long ways from home.
Yeah, right.
I find that very interesting. Mike, obviously, the future for you is what?
I'm going to play at the University of North Dakota next year, play hockey for the Sioux over there.
The Fighting Sioux.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't get it. It's just, hockey is a whole different deal. And Robbie, I know you guys are trying to keep things rolling along. Again, let's let you guys get out of here by recapping what's going to be going on Wednesday night, special 8:05 face-off with Fargo. And again, just kind of reiterate to the fans, tickets available and what they're going to see and some of the deals again.
Sure. It's actually Fargo's first time in Kearney. They haven't been down to visit us yet, so they'll see the first-tier event center for live action on Wednesday night. And like I said, you know, come on out, 8:05, puck drop, $2 beers, special post-game party with a live DJ, and skating until midnight. It'll be a great time for everybody.
All right. Well, we'll let the folks know about it. And, of course, that's coming up on Wednesday night, just a couple nights away. Gang, a happy new year to you. Hope your holidays are going well. And, Mike, you and the Storm, hopefully a few more wins in the immediate future for you guys.
All right, thank you very
much. Same to you guys.
Hey, Robbie Hank, it's Mike Cicci from the Tri-City Storm joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to hear from head football coach Bo Pelini, hear his post-practice comments yesterday from Jacksonville. We'll do that after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
MVP quarterback Brett Favre for Wrangler.
I'm comfortable in jeans that are tough.
Yeah, 47 set.
I'm comfortable in Wrangler. Real comfortable.
Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Built tough, built comfortable. Satisfaction guaranteed. Pick up a pair of Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Comfortable on you, comfortable on your wallet. Available at Target.
Wrangler, real comfortable jeans.
Right now, TomTom is making it easier to give the gift of smart, simple GPS navigation. Pick up a TomTom today and you'll save up to $100, which means that instead of another lame gift like a fancy cologne, you can give the easy-to-use GPS that's smarter than any other. It gets you there faster, and unlike cologne, it won't announce your arrival quite so boldly. So save up to $100 and go with the perfect holiday gift. TomTom. Go confidently.
Make the smart choice and enroll now for spring classes at Central Community College. Start a new career in just 2 years through one of our technical programs, or complete the first 2 years of a bachelor's degree through our academic transfer program. Spring classes start January 12th at our Columbus, Grand Island, and Hastings campuses. Call 1-877-222-0780 to learn more. Central Community College. Smart choices, smart people.
RV owners know there are only two seasons, RV season and wishing for RV season. And Rich & Sense has a cure for the wishing at the RV Expo Show at the Heartland Event Center, Grand Island. 3 days of the latest designs and models. 3 days of rebates, discounts, and blowouts. 3 days when you can say yes to an RV or camper from Rich & Sense and save even more than ever. Noon to 8 January 9th and 10th, noon to 5 January 11th. Heartland Event Center, Grand Island. Come see Rich & Sense. It's showtime!
A recliner-refrigerator combo? There is such a thing, and you could win it in the ESPN Radio Superstation Slumberland Bowl Bash. From Slumberland of Kearney and Grand Island, Schroeder Smoke Foods, and the Tri-City Storm, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and make your pick by kickoff December 29th.
Mainly sunny skies develop across the area today as we'll see high temperatures in the upper 40s to around 50. Winds will also stay to the northwest and then become variable later today at 5 to 15. We'll see clear skies tonight, a low at 27 with variable winds 5 to 15, on the way to 44 for high Tuesday. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 45.
I love D-U-P-E-N-D-E-N-T.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Going to hear some comments from Bo Pelini live after yesterday's practice. We'll bring that to you. Hastings College head men's soccer coach Chris Crank has been honored by the National Soccer Coaches Association of America as the Midwest Region Coach of the Year. Broncos went 19-4-1 this year, made their fifth appearance in the NAIA National Tournament, made it to the Elite Eight before losing in, double overtime, I think, to the number one seed, Oklahoma City. Hastings also won their ninth consecutive conference championship and seventh consecutive conference tournament championship. Coach Crank was also named GPAC Conference Coach of the Year. He's now one of eight coaches eligible for National Coach of the Year honors. So congratulations to Coach Crank and Hastings soccer team. Also, speaking of soccer, who would have thunk it? Two soccer stories in one show. Nebraska at Kearney, UNK, has named their new soccer coach, the first soccer coach in women's program history, Mike Munch, selected as the Lopers' first ever women's head soccer coach. He has previously been a head coach at Texas A&M University Commerce and the University of North Florida in Jacksonville, which is where Nebraska is practicing for the Gator Bowl. Started the program at Commerce while he took over the North Florida program in its third year of existence. Went 27-20-3 at Commerce in 3 years. He's helped many folks in North Florida become a Division II national power. Made 4 NCAA tournament appearances, 23 All-Region, 5 All-Americans. So he's coming to Kearney. He'll officially be introduced to the community at the next Loper Luncheon Thursday, January the 15th. So the brand new program will be put into play. The first ever soccer game will be held at Foster Field Thursday, August the 27th against Wayne State, 6 p.m. You would say under the lights, but August it won't be under the lights.
So we will call him M squared passionately.
There you go. Nebraska women knock off the 24th ranked team in the country. They fell behind 18-2.
Yeah, 18-4.
What are you doing? 18-2, and they come back 62-58 over Arizona State. A ton of holiday tournaments are coming up, and as we said already, coming up at 1 o'clock here on ESPN Radio, Overton Centura. That doubleheader starts at 1, then at 4:30 on Power 99, Ravenna hosting Loup City. We will also be bringing you that action tomorrow on Power 99, the Amherst Holiday Tournament with Kearney Catholic, Ainsworth, North Platte, St. Pat's, tomorrow here on ESPN. And then Wednesday on Power 99, also 12:30 a.m. KHAS. You can follow Hastings St. Cecilia at the Doan Tournament. They play today at 5 and at 7.
Doug, you think Connie Yori is at the pinnacle, and this is her final stop? I mean, you got to
stay in here.
Well, you got to think that there's going to be some big time opportunities for her, are there not?
Well, not Tony. They made the last two NCAA tournaments, and she's still here. And this year, probably not going to make the NCAA tournament because of the injury and because of how unbelievably tough the Big 12 is with six top 25 teams doing a great job, doing a great job. I don't know where you would go that would be a step up. I would think it would be hard for her to move on to a so-called better conference because there's the Big 12 is right there with the ACC and the SEC when it comes to women's basketball. So I guess, no, I don't see her moving on in the near future. Now, if Nebraska all of a sudden won the Big 12 and somehow there's more money out there somewhere, but if you're winning the Big 12, I would think you'd be in pretty good shape. So I think she's in that win-win spot right now. She's winning in an unbelievably tough conference. Well, and trying to win an unbelievably tough conference is Bo Pelini, and we're going to hear now from the coach. These are unedited from yesterday. Reporters down in Jacksonville asking Bo Pelini questions. Again, his father passed away. The funeral was on Saturday, so he wasn't when they left. When Nebraska left for Jacksonville on Friday, him and his brother Carl were not with them. They went to Youngstown. Funeral Saturday. Arrived Saturday evening in Jacksonville. Went through practice yesterday morning. The Huskers are back on the practice field this afternoon. And here are some of the comments Bo Pelini asked about how things went yesterday.
We got a lot done. You know, it's the kids worked hard. You know, we got. We got a lot done. You know, it's the kids worked hard. You know, we got. You know, we progressed off of yesterday. We're doing some good things, and I'm just getting ready to go. I think that the bulk of the game plan's in. We're just trying to refine it a little bit and give them some things that that they did maybe early in the year that are a little bit different. But for the most part, I think we're in good shape.
Are you glad it's hot?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it gets our kids used to it. Obviously, we've been practicing inside and, you know, somewhat, and it's been obviously cold here up in Lincoln for a while, so it's been good to expose them to it. You know, I think it was a shock to their system yesterday, and now, today I thought they responded a little bit better.
What time did you and Carl get in last night?
We probably landed here around 5:30 or so, 6 o'clock.
Is it good to just, I guess, be back with the guys after what happened and everything?
Yeah, you know, it was hard to leave, you know, the family and everything, but, we were able to, you know, take care of business back home and pay our respects. And it was nice to be with family over that couple of days. And now it's time to get back to work.
Did you like where this team is at, when you came back, where they picked up?
Yeah, there have been no distractions. There have been the kids, I think, are committed to playing well. We gave them a little bit later curfew the first two nights. Now it's time. We're going to start tailoring back now, and it's going to start going earlier and earlier. So I think the kids are in a good place mentally. We just got to keep it going.
What did you learn from your first bowl trip as a head coach back here at the Alamo Bowl, and also obviously you've been in other bowl games, other places, but what have you kind of taken from that?
Well, you know, you just got to, you know, it's a reward for the kids. So you got to give them enough time to enjoy it, but at the same time, you're down here to take care of business, and that's to play well on the field. And you got to call on them to be mature, and you got to give them enough slack to enjoy themselves. But at the same time, you just got to keep reminding them why you're here and what the business at hand is. And I think our leadership's is good, on the team, and so I think that lends to them handling things the right way.
Coach, you came into a situation, you know, that the interim situation, you had just that one game, a Dabo. Came in midseason, and I wonder if what did he face, maybe that what you faced for just that one game, or what kind of obstacles did he have to overcome to have the success he had?
Well,
thrown into it the way he did.
Well, it's not easy, you know. Anytime there's unrest, you know, in the program, and you know, obviously he did a good job, and the hard thing for me was when that situation was, you know, the future was very unclear. You know, at least now they cleared it up for him, and they. Mm-hmm. They made it easier for him because they know that, you know, the team looks at him now. They know he's going to be the leader of the program, you know, on forward. And I think that was smart on their part. Obviously, he did a good job with the, you know, with the troubled times. And I think that, you know, they rewarded him for it. And I think their team will be better because of it.
Did you like the lead up to that Alamo Bowl, or was there anything after it was over that you said, if I'm ever head coach again, I'm going to take a different approach to a bowl game in any way?
Well, you know, you always learn things, but I thought it went pretty smooth when I was there, and it's, you know, you learn along the way. I've been, you know, exposed to that, you know, doing that one time, and then, you know, I saw how Bob did it at Oklahoma, and then how Les did it down at LSU, and I just have my feelings about it, and I just, you know, put my little twist on it, but I think that, you know, there's certain ways you got to approach it, and I think we're doing it the right way.
Did you, I have a friend, one of our editors, went to Ohio State the same time you were a player there, and he said you weren't known as Bo there. How did the nickname evolve?
Well, I was. I don't know where he was, you know. I mean, they called me Mark Bo back then, you know. I mean, there were some people on the team, I think they thought it was two people on the team, Fellini, but, I got the nickname. I was, when I was a little boy, you know, little kid, you know, I'd be growing up the youngest of eight, you know, I had a lot of nicknames, but that was one of them.
What was the nickname when Dad was mad at you?
There was no nicknames. It was just got whacked upside the head.
Have you had much of a chance to look at Clemson's defense?
Yeah, they do. They're a good football team. They're well-coached, very sound in what they do, very athletic. They play hard. They play fast. I think we'll have work it out for us.
Do they compare to any guys you face regularly in the conference schematically?
Be a little bit like Texas Tech, but you know, Texas Tech is probably a little more bland in there. They do a little bit more than Tech does, but there's some similarities there probably.
Coach, where was the turning point with this team this year? If you had to put your finger on one game or maybe even one sequence of series or that got them on the streak that they're on now?
Well, I think that you look at, we faced adversity early in the year, you know, we kind of went through that stretch of Tech and then, Tech, Missouri, and then or Missouri, then Virginia Tech, and then came back and then played Missouri and had that, and then we went down to Texas Tech, and we went down to Texas Tech and in their place and played them the way we did and took them to overtime and had a chance, real chance to win the football game. I think at that point our team started to realize that, hey, we can be pretty good. And, they started to believe. And, it sounds crazy, but it takes a while to instill that. You know, they truly believe that they can play with anybody. And I think that day they showed it. And I think that, up to that point, I think our season could have gone a lot of different ways. But we started gaining some momentum there. The belief started to come. We started to play better football.
What did Joe Gans learn from that Tech experience? Or how did he get better after that?
Well, Joe's played at a high level all year. A lot of people point to that that interception in that game, like that's why we lost the football game. There were a lot of other chances. We should have, we would have taken care of business in regulation. That game wouldn't have went to overtime. And, we were in that spot because of how well Joe played. And I think that, Joe puts it on his shoulders, a lot of things on his shoulders when, not rightfully so, because the guy has just made play after play for us all year, and he's played great football.
Well, this is an offense that's put up big numbers from Nebraska's standpoint, yet it's kind of overlooked in the Big 12 because of the Texas and the Texas-Oklahoma. Is that frustrating at all, or is this an offense that's got something to prove to others?
No, we don't. We're not out to prove anything to anybody, really. It's just a matter of we just do what we do, and we're out to win the football game. At the end of the day, it's not about stats and all the other stuff. That's for the media, the fans, everybody else to talk about. We need to play well enough to win the football game, and that's the approach we take. And stat-wise, we have to do what we have to do to make our team better. And we're not out to trying to compete anybody in the stat sheets.
Did you think you'd be a head coach sooner or later than this?
Never really thought about it, to be honest.
And when you were setting your career goals, and obviously you're going to be a coach, did you have any kind of timetable?
Career-wise, I thought I should have been a head coach about 26 years old, but then then you wake up and realize you weren't quite ready. But, I never really thought about it. The way I always approached it was do what you do and do the best job you possibly can. And, God willing, if the time was right and the place was right, the opportunity would come.
Is that what happened here? Do you think this was meant to happen the way it did?
Well, it happened. And, like I've said before, I would have said 5 years ago, whatever it was, somebody would have told me I would have been back at Nebraska, I would have said, you're crazy. But, with Coach Osborne coming back and, things happen in a funny way, I'm glad to be back.
Coach, can you talk about going up against an offense that has so many different weapons? I mean, how tough is it to game plan for a team to throw so many running backs and wide receivers at?
Well, they can only play a few at a time. We just worry about the guy that's in the game. Fortunately, when some of them are sitting over there on the bench, they have some weapons. They're athletic, and obviously when they're ranked as high as they were early in the year, people recognize that they have talent on that football team. But we're looking forward to the challenge that they bring.
With those two running backs, two totally different styles, can you game plan for them differently, or do you just go at them?
No, you just got to play football. You got to tackle well. You got to try and, you got to know that they're going to try and get them out in space and try and get them the football out there on the edge. And, they're both good players. They both bring a lot to the table.
Coach, it's a roster question. Did Andy Christensen, have you guys determined if he's going to get a 6-year or go for that 6-year next year?
I don't know. We just got to see how that works out. But, we'd like to have Andy back, but, some of that's out of our hands.
Everybody make it down? I mean, any academic things or anything keep guys back in Lincoln?
Everybody that we planned on being on that first part of the trip is here, I believe.
Well, that's the linebacker situation. I haven't been around with you guys for a while with Phil Dillard, and how's he doing? And I guess the second part of that, Tyler Wertman, kind of what do you expect his role is going to be in this last game?
Well, Wert's playing well, and he's going to be in there a lot. He's kind of filling the role that he did towards the end of the year. Phil is getting close to, I think he's about 100% now, but he's got some rust. He missed some time, but we're slowly but surely getting him back in there.
That was Bo Pelini live after practice yesterday from Jacksonville. We're going to take a short break on the Doug and Daddy Show, wrap things up when we come back.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
Colin Coward, host of The Herd. Here's the problem with trying to meet clients and colleagues in person. If you drive, there's gas, wasted time in traffic. If you fly, who's buying the ticket? Getting up early, going through security. All for what? A two-hour meeting? That's why I recommend GoToMeeting.com. You can do more and travel less. With GoToMeeting.com, you can host an online meeting right from your computer. Here's how it works. Everybody logs on to GoToMeeting.com during a conference call. They can instantly see your computer desktop on their computer screen. How cool is that? It's like meeting in person, but less expensive and less time-consuming. You can get more done in less time without the hassle of driving or flying. And my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the orange Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com. Click on the orange Try It Free button. Promo code Colin.
Happy New Year from Storm Hockey and Bud Light. This New Year's Eve, celebrate good times with good friends. Enjoy $2 beers, ice skate till midnight, dance on the concourse, and watch the ball drop at the First Tier Event Center. Come for the game and stay for the party as we count down to 2009. It's the New Year's Eve party you've been waiting for. Storm vs. Fargo starts at 8.05 p.m. on December 31st, followed by the New Year's Eve bash. For tickets, call 308-338-8011. Storm Hockey, presented by The Arrow.
In Las Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. Neither do you at Johnny Casino's Grand Island. You can watch every Husker game or the broadcaster pay-per-view. Plus, NFL Sunday Ticket. Wednesdays, Texas Hold'em at 6:30 and 9:15. And even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will bring you back to Johnny Casino's.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Mainly sunny skies develop across the area today as we'll see high temperatures in the upper 40s to around 50. Winds will also stay to the northwest and then become variable later today at 5 to 15. We'll see clear skies tonight, a low at 27 with variable winds 5 to 15, on the way to 44 for high Tuesday. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 45.
Doug and Daddy Show, taking you up to New Year's Eve upcoming. Hope you have a happy and safe New Year. I know it's very cold out right now. You're not in the fields. You're thinking about next year, and we want to remind you, DynaGrow is still growing, and they're growing with you. More acres were planted to DynaGrow this year than ever before, people. There's a reason for that. We say it all the time. Whether it be YieldGuard VT Triple to maximize insect protection for maximum yield potential or the Roundup Ready Corn 2 system, DynaGrow offers it to you to provide optimized profit potential and your peace of mind. Call your local DynaGrow seeds dealer today. 1-800-652-9298. People, you're thinking about next year. You need to think about DynaGrow. There's a reason it's going into more acres than ever before. DynaGrow is where it's at. 1-800-652-9298. Give your local DynaGrow seeds dealer a call today. Well, aside from what's going on, obviously the majority of the bowl games coming up in the next 2, 3, 4 days here. You can hear the Alamo Bowl right here on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550. That's going on, obviously, Missouri, Northwestern. Find it interesting. Found a little stat. Chase Daniel has thrown 70 touchdowns over the last 2 years. 70 touchdowns. Folks, you need to be signed up for our Bowl Bonanza. You need to be signed up 5 o'clock today. You've got to go to ESPNSuperStation.com. You click on sign up to be a super fan. We apologize if you have to do it again. We re-updated our system. It's to nobody's fault. It's just the way it is. We know you signed up to do the basketball deal a year ago. There's some great prizes that we will be giving away. Great prizes for you. You've got to go to that website. Then you just fill out the information, click on it, knock it out. It doesn't take but a couple minutes of your time. We'll bang it out. You will be registered. You will be entered. Look forward to that game tonight. Missouri Northwestern. Also today, the Papa John's Bowl at Birmingham, Alabama. It's 2 o'clock today. Rutgers versus North Carolina State. A year ago, very hot coaching commodity in Randy Schiano for Rutgers. Goes against North Carolina State, a 6-6 team. I guess who cares who wins that game? Should be interesting to see how Missouri comes back after the trouncing they took for Oklahoma from the second straight year in a row. Tonight in the Alamo Bowl, which you can hear right here on ESPN Radio. We want to thank you for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. We want to thank Robbie and Mike Cicci for coming in from the Tri-City Storm, talking about their upcoming game on New Year's Eve. $2 beers, great opportunity to go out there. They're playing music, free ice skating for the kids after that game on New Year's Eve. 8:05, the puck drops on New Year's Eve for the Storm. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.